drag queen Lady Vera Parker moved to Chicago with hopes of making it big. Her dreams were dashed last week when she was pulled over in a U-Haul truck she allegedly stole in Kentucky. When the police looked up her record, they found a laundry list of check fraud and deception warrants. She's now being held in Cook County Prison awaiting trial. What happened? On today's show, we're talking to Kevin Pipkins, the drag queen best known as Teriyaki.
Kevin's worked with the now infamous Lady Vera Parker and is here to explain, in detail, what, to the best of his knowledge, happened and what the future holds for this John Waters villain come to life.
Michael Jackson's funeral services start at noon today with musicians Usher, Mariah Carey, and his ex-wife Debbie Rowe all scheduled to attend. Why is his tragic death hitting the public especially hard? Check out Soul Diva Syda Garrett's moving performance of the song she wrote for Michael, Man in the Mirror.
Two Chinese writers pen the biography of the late entertainer in 2 days, despite never actually having met him. Will it be as good as former Palin baby daddy Levi Johnston's tell-all book?
And Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin resigns. Goodbye, crazy lady. She's leaving the country's collective head scratching until we're raw and bloody.
Is there a scandal on the way?
Find out. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun, America's finest podcast. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fabulous listeners like you.
We really can't do the show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffun.com, and make a donation. Buy a t-shirt.
Your financial support makes all the difference.
Thank you.
Hello, poodles. It is Lady Vera Parker hosting my radio show. Here I am. And we have a bunch of things going on. I want to talk about the summer. And so then, of course, we have my $50 giveaway, which if you didn't, if you don't know about it yet, I give $50 away on most of my shows. And today I'm going to give $50 away. The first time you hear the phrase fierce pussy, you're going to call in. So as soon as you hear that, I was always interested in performance, you know. I mean, even in a society type of, you know, thinking about how people perform different identities. I always liked performance, and that's basically the gist of my career.
I am bitter and angry today because I don't know who would want my opinion on anything, because I'm a drag queen who's killed off 4 or 5 of my husbands, and I walk around in fake rhinestones all day. But, I mean, if you've stooped to such a low level, here I am to seal the deal.
You just heard audio clips from drag queen Lady Vera Parker's internet talk show. Also known as Tom Flanagan, Lady Vera Parker moved to Chicago with hopes of making it big as an entertainer, has been arrested. This week, she was pulled over in a stolen Kentucky U-Haul. The police allegedly pulled up her record and found a laundry list of check fraud and fraud by deception warrants. She's now held in Cook County Prison awaiting trial. To make sense of what's happening and to draw light to this colorful and campy story, we're talking to Kevin Pipkins, the drag queen best known as Teriyaki, who also was in prison. Who is Lady Vera Parker, Teriyaki? And welcome to Feast of Fun, by the way.
Well, thank you for having me once again on the show. I always enjoy coming down here and making
this is up to the minute news, people. This is hot off the press.
Late breaking
story. The gay print media are not going to give it to you. This is why you listen to a podcast, because you are going to hear it here first. Mm-hmm. What happened? Who is Lady Vera Parker?
Oh, for all of you guys that don't know who Vera Parker is, I'll keep it short and sweet. She is she's just moved to town from about a year ago.
And oh, it's been longer than a year.
It's about a year.
I'm saying two.
All right. Well, we'll go with you.
Okay.
But I have to say,
it was a year, but it felt like 2 years.
No, I'm saying it's 2 years because she was nominated for like best drag queen in Chicago or like 2 years ago by the Chicago Free Press and the Press Awards.
It says something
and
about
we're all
the Free
like,
Press,
nobody was
it?
Just like, of course, obviously it does say something about the Free Press, does it? And we're all like, who is this? Who's Lady Vera Parker? So we mentioned it. And she actually wrote to me. And she's like, well, since you don't know who I am, why don't you have me on the show? And I'm just kind of like, well,
and just to be fair, Lady Vera Parker is more than welcome to come on the show and share her side of the story. But for right now, she can't come on the show because she's in prison.
She can post
she's being held.
Down,
she's in jail.
We could probably go interview her at some point in time.
I want to do a live like via satellite. Have an interview with her via satellite. satellite.
We could do that.
From prison.
We don't need satellite. We can just do the internet.
Vera, we've heard all the gossip. We want to hear your side of the story.
Okay, so but who is Lady Vera Parker? Ago. She came to several years ago.
Yes, she came to town in Chicago here, and she broke into the scene. She was a... let me just give you a visual audience. Droopy dog in drag.
So the one point about her drag makeup is that most drag queens pull their face back and upwards. Mm-hmm. And she had the distinction of bringing it down and making herself look kind of almost sad looking.
Yes. And she also shaved her eyebrows as a man. She wasn't the prettiest man. But
what would you describe her performances like?
She does a lot of gowns. Mm-hmm. And with corsets underneath the gown, which you could see the piping through.
Which is a bad thing, right?
Always bad, yes. And
so you're not a fan of her work?
No, I mean...
But she would do, like, Celine Dion numbers and things like that.
She moved into comedy later on in the thing, which was a little bit better. More of... you could... Because it matched her look.
But she doesn't seem like she was also well known because she would bring sort of these A-lister drag queens to town, and she would pay for it.
Yes, her act itself wasn't like packing them in the aisles. Mm-hmm. So she would, I think she was known around town for bringing in and paying out of her own money on top of the budget that the club would pay. Mm-hmm. Bigger names, she would fly them in.
Who did she bring, for example?
She brought Chantal, who was on from Las Vegas, who was on RuPaul's Drag Race recently.
Yeah, she brought in the tranny, the one from New York.
Amanda Lepore.
Amanda Lepore.
Oh.
Yeah, she brought in a couple of big names that you don't really usually see around town around here because clubs are hesitant to spend that kind of money on big names. So right. She would
because they don't
the
always get it back.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So she would spend the extra, and that would keep her in the drag scene, mm-hmm. which really what it was for is to bolt her to the eyesight of everyone.
Sure. So the people associated their celebrity with her.
With her. Yeah. Okay. And so I think it worked.
And so she would pay for this money. She would pay for these drag queens to come out of her own pocket, mm-hmm. so that they'd come and perform and be seen on stage with her and for that opportunity. Whereas most drag queens, they don't do that. Like if the club's not playing for it.
Hello, bitch.
They're not going to bring that person in because what do they care?
I do free stuff for charity, for private shows, mm-hmm. and you know, like, and then I'll do my drag for money. That's right. It. You know, I'm not one of those people that need to be in drag. And
so the big question around town for the past couple of years has always been where does she get the money?
And exactly, I was getting to that. I've asked her. I hung out with her. You know, she wasn't a bad person. Mm-hmm. Like. As far as I knew, but that was a person that
she
didn't
seemed
exist.
Delightful. Actually, I enjoyed my conversations with her at Charlie's when you were bartending. That's the first time I met her,
mm-hmm.
and she seemed absolutely lovely.
That was when she first was. Yeah, yeah. But the person that she said she was didn't exist. You know, all this background. You know, my parents are this. Blah 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 blah.
So she was saying that she was independently wealthy, and their family had left her a lot of money.
I asked her, "Where do you get your money?" She said, "It's family money." Then I heard from another person on the street, a bar owner, that she had told that her money came from her mom dying, and it was inheritance. Mm-hmm. So all these stories are kind of conflicting.
So
now.
First rule of lying. Get your fucking story straight and stick to it.
Well, maybe bitches will talk. Just to protect ourselves and protect her is that this is all allegedly.
Right.
Right. These are just confirmed things. And maybe she might have come for money, but she hit up hard times and she possibly allegedly turned to crime.
I am not going for that. I'm not going for the allegedly the whole show. She did it. She did it.
So
you don't have proof of this.
No,
do you?
But you can sue me.
So okay. So sue Terry. When did you start to suspect like something's weird?
I always kept her at an arm's length. You know.
Why were you wanting to keep her at an arm's length?
Well, because you know those people you run across. You just something's a little off, and you know that there's something going on.
You trusted your gut instinct was to.
And I still hung. You know, did shows with her. I worked with her on a regular basis at Spin.
Because you were like basically where she was going to steal your wallet.
Well, she ended up stealing my wallet. Yeah,
she did.
She did. Now that all this is out, now that this whole thing has come out, mm-hmm. We were downstairs, and all the drag queens that I were familiar with, I would leave my stuff around with the knowledge that I've known these girls for a while. I've worked with them. And Vera was sort of worked her way into that, so I felt comfortable leaving my stuff.
And she was friends with celebrities, so you trusted her.
Of course. If you're friends with celebrities, you gotta can trust them.
Yes. So one night
celebrities don't steal anything.
So there was no way for her to blame it on anyone else because I knew everyone else. So I think one day we had an amateur contest and I let my guard down and there were a couple new girls that were downstairs in the dressing room. Mm-hmm. And of course, my bag with, I was on the way to pay rent, but I didn't make it to the bank. So I was going to do it after the show.
Oh.
$500.
Completely gone.
My whole purse was gone. My whole bag was gone. So I blamed it on the new girl. And I tortured this poor little Asian bitch.
Who was it? Do you want to apologize to her now?
Asia, sorry, girl.
Asia's also the one, should I out her, is the one that never showed up for, she was supposed to do a play at Hydrate.
Oh, no, I banned her from, actually, I told those people that she was a thief and they canned her.
Okay.
Yeah, I ruined her. Oops.
Well, can you make it up to her?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe she may have still stolen it.
Listen, though. I've been told by many other sources that she is shady anyway, so I don't really feel that bad. Okay.
So Lady Vera Parker, you were keeping your arms distance. She was bringing all these people. She mysteriously was paying large sums of money to bring these celebrity drag queens and drag acts. Then what happened?
Well, then, we'll get to the story that's the most recent story. She had become missing for about 3 days.
Because we saw her during the Gay Pride Parade, and if you actually watch the part two of the Outworld series that we did, she's there next to that drag queen dressed up as a tiger, but she won't make eye contact with the camera.
And she looked real nervous and sketchy.
I was on that same float. Thanks for putting me in there.
Well, you weren't there. You showed up late, I think.
Yes. I did not. I was on the parade the whole time. Do not even try.
Well, we did it.
I was in a giant afro on the same float as Vera Parker.
Did you remember me interviewing her? No, you don't, because you weren't there.
Yeah, you weren't there.
That's right. I thought you were taking it from shots.
No, we did it earlier. No.
That's not my call. That's the editor. I don't make that decision.
It's a team of people.
But she was there. Let's just describe how she was looking. Everybody was there. They all were like in their Bibi Zahara Benet ripoff outfits.
But she looks so
they were in wigs, except for Lady Vera Parker, who was there in a tiger dress. And then she had this little tiny wig on her head. Everybody else's wig was huge. And then she was wearing silver shoes.
I heard it was that like five times. Everybody was like, her shoes were awful.
Right. She looked
Why
like
were
she,
the shoes so bad?
Because they were because silver. They didn't match anything.
Our theme was Welcome to the Jungle. It looked like she had like transformed. Her shoes on. Come on.
And
now.
She was dressed as though she was living out of a U-Haul.
She was living out. Oh, good. Don't spill the story.
Okay, so what happened?
She also looked like someone had ran over her cat that whole time. I'm like, smile, bitch, smile. You're on a parade. You know.
So she knew the end was coming.
I think she did because, where does it end? Where does one expect? Hold on, I'm getting ahead of myself. So she was missing for about 3 days.
After the Gay Pride Parade?
Yes.
Okay.
And she was due to be doing the show at Spin on Thursday while everybody was calling around.
A nightclub in Chicago. She was supposed to do a show that Thursday night, and the Gay Pride Parade was on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she was missing in the time.
And Sunday night, she did post something on ChicagoPride.com, a blog entry about how Pride's wonderful and everybody has been so supportive and how she loves Chicago and she loves this community and how wonderful it is.
You should hear all the business going out on the street.
Okay, but wait. So after the Gay Pride Parade, what do you think happened to her?
Well, I know what happened to her.
Well, what happened?
So anyways. This is
Why,
so
listen,
delicious.
Don't get, tell the facts.
The story
Stop
is
laughing.
Epic. All right. Yeah. So anyway, another drag queen, Tina Torch, was calling around Vera's mother called all her friends to find out where she was. Mm-hmm. And
her undead mother.
Her undead mother. Yes. The one that didn't die. And called around to find out where her son was. Well, she called one of our local drag queens, Tina Torch, and Tina Torch had a boyfriend who used to be a cop. So she did a little bit of research and found out that she was indeed in Cook County Prison out here in Chicago. And then I was intrigued. I had to find out the rest of the story. Did a little research of my own and found out that she had, earlier this month, she did a pageant, which was the
in Lexington, Kentucky, All-American Goddess.
All the All-American Goddess, which I
and the winner was Candy Stratton, who's been on the show a couple of times. lovely trans woman.
Yes. And I don't know why she applied for the All-American Goddess. It's like the name in itself just discounts her, but
we all have dreams and aspirations.
Yes, I guess so. Anyway, so she went down there and this was, I think, the beginning of the downfall of Vera Parker, but she had counted on winning some sort of money and brought down a choreographer and four dancers and a dresser and paid for their flight down, expecting to be able to pay for their flight back.
So you're looking at about $1,000 at least in flights to come down.
Yes. Okay. And all these people she brought with her for this whole production of
then hotel, she had to put them up and stuff like that. So you're $2,000.
When her dreams were dashed
to bits. I would say about $3,000.
$2,000 to $3,000.
So when her dreams were dashed to bits and she didn't get any money for the goddess pageant and they sent her home packing, she didn't have any money for her dancers or choreographer or dresser to get back. So she left them there.
So these people didn't get a round trip ticket. They just got a one way ticket.
She guaranteed them that she had them, but she didn't.
Okay. But I think that's kind of weird, though. If I get booked for a gig and someone's paying for my way to get there and they haven't paid for my way to get back, I wouldn't go.
Yeah, me either. Yeah.
So how did was she able to convince these backup dancers and choreographers to do a one-way ticket to Paradise?
Duh, she's a con artist.
But what could she have possibly said to them?
They convince otherwise rational people into things that they they shouldn't do. We'll get more onto that when we get into why she's in prison. Okay. But she left them there. They ended up having to take a rental car and driving all the way back.
This was, where were they from? They were not from Chicago, were they?
Yes, they were.
Oh, they're from Chicago.
They were a group of people, dancers from Chicago, a local choreographer.
Who was the choreographer?
Alberto Arias. He used to do Amy Armstrong's choreography when she worked at Voltaire. But they ended up taking a ride back. She ended up, in order to get a ride back cheaply, of course, U-Haul, $19 for the day. Well, she never planned on returning the U-Haul and drove it all the way here and took the U-Haul from Kentucky. So eventually, U-Haul claimed the vehicle stolen.
You would think they'd have like some kind of GPS monitor thing on it or something like that.
I mean, that's their whole, Well, anyway, U-Haul's kind of ghetto.
If you're paying $20 for a truck, chances are that truck isn't worth that much.
Well,
and a U-Haul, a GPS device.
They get you by the, so it's $20. Otherwise, it's just sitting there. Those trucks are good for years, so they can spread out that money, and then they get you for mileage and stuff like that too. So it's not
right.
You know what I mean? That $20 can turn into a lot of money in no time at all.
She could have returned the truck and then been sued for not paying the fees as opposed to stealing a truck.
Yeah,
but she wasn't thinking clearly at that point.
Well, she also needed a
way
place
back
to
and a place to live
So there was that.
So anyway,
because she took the U-Haul truck.
In the meantime, she took the U-Haul truck. She came back to Chicago. She was driving it around, and I remember her pulling up in front of Spin, dropping off another one of those drag queens she picked up from the airport that she had paid for, and she was still paying for drag queens while she was living out of the back of the truck, evidently, because she drove the girl from the airport to Spin in the truck, and I'm like, what are you doing driving a U-Haul? You could have borrowed my car. And I... Now that I think back on it, that would have been a very bad idea. Okay. But she was like, no, I'm moving. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, that's whatever, you know. Make sure U-Haul gets that back, girl.
What's the time frame here from the time that the American Goddess thing went down? Like, how long did she have this U-Haul?
I think
about two weeks she was living in it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I think she was still had a place to stay,
mm-hmm.
like, for that first week, and then they evicted her, and then she broke into her apartment, pulled the locks off that they changed, and then grabbed her shit and threw it in the U-Haul, which is why she smelled like moving for that whole week.
What does moving smell like?
Cardboard boxes and sweat.
Wow. So they caught her and so they caught her.
Yes. They ended up pulling her over. I mean,
because they were
you pretty much know she knows she's on their way out, because where would that possibly end? What, were you going to live in your U-Haul as the happy tranny?
Definitely.
Yeah, it's going to end somehow.
Transit tranny.
And not good.
Yeah.
And a U-Haul truck is not the most conspicuous or inconspicuous vehicle ever, you know.
It's orange.
And it's from Kentucky.
She kind of probably disguised it as an ice cream truck or something.
There's no ice cream inside this truck. You gotta turn off your cell phone.
Oh, shush. They can't hear this.
Yeah, they can.
They're hearing
it. Who's that bitch in the background?
Okay, she got pulled over.
So she got pulled over.
What
and
happened?
Did she get pulled over because they were looking for her because she stole the U-Haul, or did she get pulled over for something else?
That I don't know about. I really hope it was for like speeding or something stupid or running over a cat. That would make the story all the more juicy.
She killed somebody's kitty cat with her truck. Okay, so
I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear about a high speed chase, but in the U-Haul, throwing bags of cocaine at the cops.
So she was pulled over after a high speed chase with the cops, and the cops pulled her record up to Tom Flanagan, who goes by Lady Vera Parker, and they found what?
They found out. Shocker of all shockers. She has been subletting and renting apartments to people that don't exist apartments that don't exist, sublets that don't exist, and they expand across from Alaska, Boston, New York,
San Francisco. So she would place ads on Craigslist for apartments. People would send
among other things
for sublets, and then people would send her deposits.
Allegedly.
So then she would take these things and she'd cash them, and then people would show up to go move into their apartment, and they'd be like, there's no 3E. Yeah. It's only a 1E and a 2E. And where's 3E?
That's happened, you know, it's like you meet somebody like hot on the internet or something, and you go to their apartment, they're like, I am in the basement of the Alamo. Come have hot sex with me. And you go there and it's like, there's no basement at the Alamo.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure, it's one of my favorites.
And so she was pulling that trick, that the apartments were at the basement of the Alamo.
Yep. So she
or the penthouse of the Alamo.
So these people were out of luck. And and see, I've heard various different things from people like, I feel bad for her. She's got to be, you know, really
emotionally distraught.
Fuck her.
Sad.
Fuck her, because I've gotten into trouble. You know, I've been in prison, but that was dumb mistakes on my part. I was the only one that paid for that.
Because yeah, you've been at Teriyaki. You've been in prison.
Yes, I have.
For what?
For hooking someone up. I was a VIP host at a club. And I never really touched the drugs, but my job was to make sure as your VIP host that you know where to get them.
Right.
So as a drag queen being in prison or in jail, because it's not, it's prison or jail.
Were you in jail or prison? You were in jail.
I was in prison, but that was for another story. It's for another show.
Okay.
Okay.
But what's it like being a drag queen?
Check
and
the
going
silverware
to...
before he leaves.
Well, let's finish the story though. So the police pulled up her record, found that there was all these warrants for her arrest or his arrest. And then they took him into jail, I guess.
Yes, they took him into custody. And when you get pulled in, you get into lockup, which is different from prison or jail. That's the local holding cell. Mm-hmm. And then they run your prints and all this stuff. And then they determine whether or not they're going to charge you with what. And then you're shipped off to Cook County, which is the county jail.
Mm-hmm. What's it like to be a drag queen in jail?
I've never been a drag queen in jail.
Well, you are known to be a drag queen.
Did they know you were a drag queen? No.
I was dressed in club wear, so yeah, I had to wash my face while I was poor Vera. I myself had a horrible experience in jail. Nobody wants to go there. Don't do crimes out there, because it really sucks being in jail.
Crime does not pay. The cliche is true.
For Vera, it did for a while, but she, just so you guys are out there and know what Vera Parker looks like as a boy, she shaves her eyebrows off.
Ooh.
So she is not going to be, she's going to be one popular bitch.
So she has that tranny on holiday look.
Oh.
She's the tranny on holiday.
So they're going to know.
They're going to totally
allegedly
know.
And I don't think this is true. Mm-hmm. Another drag queen said that she texted her saying what?
So that she hopes she gets transferred to Cook County soon so she can get some Latin cock. But I don't know.
That is so not true. They don't let you have cell phones and lock up.
Yeah. Well, the other thing though too is like, sadly there was a study, I think it was released last week or a couple weeks ago, about gay people in prison or trans people in prison, and or small people in prison, and they're like 80% more likely to be like sexually abused in prison. So, you know, there is that. And so my heart, you know, goes out to her in that respect.
Fuck her.
But
she stole people's money. She took advantage.
Yeah, but you know what? No matter how awful the crime, you still, it's like, it's
still
terrible to wish ill things. Yeah. Now, of course, if she had stolen money from me, I'd be probably cheering and applauding.
She did steal from money from me, so that's why I say fuck her.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And people are like, there's a lot of people online talking about, like, you know, don't say bad about it, or you shouldn't talk about it because it's like, it's bad karma and stuff. I think it's just such a colorful story of, like, you know, of stealing a U-Haul and living out of a U-Haul and then paying, like, you know, she's this whole, this
you
thing's been around
it.
For a while. Like, people have been talking about it for a while, so it just seems kind of natural.
But,
now, my two favorite comments, though, is on Facebook, as on her profile, because she's not updating her profile, because I don't know if you know this, that I don't think they have Facebook in prison. As Tina Torch writes on it, your goose is cooked, Mary. And then of course on Chicago Pride, she's had this hateful relationship with another drag queen in town, Monique Marquette.
Well, she's an evil bitch too. She's got it coming.
So it's like two dogs, well, you know, they're fighting and stuff like that. And so, but Lady Vera Parker most recently has been really saying awful things about her, regardless of what you think of Monique Marquette or not, and just saying awful things and making fun of her for living in her parents' basement, for being on drugs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So when this story breaks, of course, what's Monique Marquette's comment? My parents' basement doesn't look so bad now, does it, Vera Parker?
Oh, I'll give you props for that, Monique Marquette.
Yeah,
that was
pretty
good.
So it is, you know what it is that Carmen, who knows, maybe someday I'll fuck up and y'all be laughing about me.
Well, see, I was in jail and I laugh about it, but see, like I said, I don't feel bad for people that take advantage of other people.
No, I mean, that's...
My stuff, I got myself into trouble. I was the only one that paid for it. It was a dumb mistake, you know. But if you're legitimately stealing, you know, swindling people out of money that are in a position where they're moving, which really sucks to begin with, and then making their whole experience even that much worse... You deserve what you get.
And then there's also, like, too, and you can go to the website and look at it. There's a website where you can put in somebody's phone number and people talk about it. So they put in her phone number and it's everybody saying, I was ripped off by this person. I was ripped off by this person. Oh, my God. My daughter sent money to this person. You know,
can we give out the phone number?
But despite all this, you guys are rabid dogs right now for the gossip. So I want you just to take a deep breath and slow down because the listeners are being overwhelmed by your information.
And so the other thing about this website where you can put it in is that she or an ally or somebody is going in there and putting in positive feedback and saying, oh my God,
I don't
this
know
is
what
my landlord
about.
From Washington, D.C., and I've rented for him for 3 months, 3 years, and I've never had a problem.
I saw one right after that, like, yeah, nice try, bitch, but putting in positive comments, there's
it's not going to happen. And so what the rulers of the website, the domain masters or whatever you call them, they removed a bunch of them because they're like, these are all coming from the same IP address.
They did?
So, yeah. So, busted. And so, I guess the cops are also, like, Chicago cops are looking for
anybody else who's
a victim. So, because people have been ripped off here and there and all over.
So, where can the victims go to actually...
I'll post the telephone number on our website and you can call it. There's a couple of detectives.
Yeah, they're still looking for victims. Yeah. And actually, I don't know if you guys were aware of this. This might be a shocker, but...
What's that?
She tried it, like, she knew she was going down the tubes, and she tried it with someone she actually worked with.
Oh, what was it?
Kelly Lauren.
Oh, okay.
And Kelly, you are now vindicated, girl, Kelly.
Because she tried to say, oh, you can move in with me and just give me
the tried part. To, yeah, say, let's move in together, let's be roommates, I need your check.
Oh, yeah.
And Kelly was like, well, thank God. Kelly was like, well, I need to see the...
Now, there's a drag queen named Kelly Lauren, right?
Yes.
That's the one you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, there's also a drag queen named Lauren Jacobs.
Yes.
Yes. Well, one of her aliases was Kelly Jacobs.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Isn't that wonderful? I wrote to Kelly Lauren and told her that.
So we're actually taking in comments and questions from people through Facebook, which they all have their opinion about, through the Feast of Fun Facebook page, not our profiles. So right there, we are talking to the very funny drag queen, former prisoner, convict Terry Yaki about Lady Vera Parker, the Chicago drag queen who allegedly got arrested for check fraud, stealing a U-Haul truck, and ditching her backup dancers in a remote southern city. Just what happened? James Hammond III says she used her secret man name while the drag gear, didn't she? I'm not sure what he means by that.
I don't know what that means.
She used her secret...
Did she use... What names did she use during what?
I think she had one... She used a couple female names.
Kelly Jacobs was one.
One was Clara Flanagan, I think, was one. There was his real name. Mm-hmm.
Tom Flanagan.
And then there was a Pedro or a very Latin name.
Yeah, there's a Latin name.
And only one of the people, I think... showed up in person and talked to him and gave him the check on a busy, crowded street. I mean, I looked on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of them actually saw him.
Right.
He did most of this through the mail, which makes it a federal offense now. Mm-hmm. And so he's screwed.
You don't mess with the government.
No.
So George St. George says, I heard they also found some adult diapers at the scene of the crime, so she wouldn't have to stop the U-Haul to go potty. Is it true?
Oh, I wish it were. I wish the high-speed chase were true.
I think he's referencing to that astronaut.
The astronaut.
What was her name?
Oh, I forget, but she drove from Texas to Florida to fuck with some lady.
To shoot her.
And she was wearing diapers, so she wouldn't have to stop to take a pee break.
What a thought process, huh?
It's just like, well, because she's an astronaut, and astronauts are ready. She's been in outer space, so she has space madness. Nick Coel says, does Teriyaki know who's taking over LVP stuff at Spin? I hope it's TY or Truly Fabulous. Not sure what he means.
TY is you.
Teriyaki.
And who's Truly Fabulous?
Truly Fabulous now works at Hydrate, and she's fabulous. I love her. Newcomer. She's an up and coming.
Okay.
So who's going to take this drag queen's gigs?
I do believe that the show is being taken over by Mercedes. And
shout out to you, Miss Continental Plus.
Although I feel like Mercedes should at least get, you know, a warrant for being a bitch.
And
at least that. Or just a ticket.
She is now Miss Continental, right?
If I was a police officer, I would pull over and just like, what's the matter, officer? What have I done to deserve this offense? And says, honey, you are DWB, driving while being a bitch.
She does a good bitch, though.
She is a very good bitch.
Fun. She's fun.
Michael Andrews, wow, I kind of love that my eyes caught this. I love the dish and the whole gourmet dinner full of this. Why are we so attracted to the story? Because crimes happen all the time and gay men commit crimes all the time. What's unique about this story?
It's desperate living.
It is just trash. It's like John Waters' film.
Yeah.
It is.
John Waters movie come to life.
And it's just too juicy for words. I mean, like a Kentucky.
Well, if John Waters is really nice to us, we'll set him up with teriyaki. If he wants to talk to him. If he's really nice to us.
Interview Lady Vera Parker in jail. Yes.
But no, I have to clarify too. Mercedes and Aurora Sexton, I think, are taking over the show.
Okay, so it's two.
I'm going to be doing it on the 16th, but I only told them I want to do it every once in a while because that's too much drag.
Mm.
My pee-pee gets tired.
Gets tired of being shoved up your ass.
Yeah. I always walk funny, but I always walk with a big
smile.
You
don't talk.
No, I don't. That's one of my things.
Why are we so attracted to seeing a drag queen going through all this drama and calamity? Because, you know, it deep down inside, there's a person who's in a lot of pain. And
I don't, in my own experience, I think it's juicy and delicious because if it were Tom, the person I actually knew and did shows with, I don't know that person. But if it were him and he had just done something stupid like I did, like hooking somebody up with drugs and he's getting involved in this huge thing and he did it to himself and that was it. That's the only person that got hurt. I would feel generally and genuinely bad for him. For someone who, and I've been on that end of it where somebody's taken advantage of you and it sucks. And so I think I'm getting my jollies just from someone who has been on the victim side of it. I'm liking it and really eating this story up because good, you got what you fucking deserve.
Well, I think from my perspective too, is like I had offered to have her on the show one time and then I had to renege because I bumped her because I think we were going to have Devin Green on is what it was. So Devin kind of came into our life and so we had her on instead. And she was like, and then she was, I was trying to explain to her, it's no big deal. It's a talk show. On talk shows, people get bumped all the time. It's the nature of the business.
Right. You know, people got bumped for this show.
Yeah.
You bumped the guest for today.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I mean, so you know.
We were still able to tape something with him. But, you know, his show will run later. But the thing is, though, too, is like, and so that happens all the time. And then she tried to bring it up. She's like, well, are you sure it's not because I'm hanging out with Regina, you know, Regina Upright? And I was just like, well, not really. But I mean, you know,
that doesn't help.
Just so you know, if you lay down with dogs, you get fleas. And then so she kind of flew off of the handle a little bit. And so I was just kind of like, well, you know, what? I'm glad you showed who you really are to me, you know, so I won't be booking you.
Not to mention the fact that the story is just in itself hysterical.
Yeah, living out of a drag queen living out of a U-Haul truck. I mean, it's wonderful.
I think as queer people, we've been in jobs where we've been abused by employers or being abused by coworkers. And so sometimes it's nice to see that abusive person that we've been involved with gets their just desserts. And this is that circumstance. And of course, it's even funnier because it's this kind of awkward, clumsy, drag-looking drag queen.
Yeah, because she was clownish.
Yeah, she was very clownish, but she ended up turning that into the comedy part of it, which was, she was on her way to do something good, and that's what really sucks about the whole thing. I mean, like, you built something, if you've already fucked up in other towns, fine, you started something good here, and it started to do well for yourself, and you're still screwing people out of money.
Start fresh, you know?
Start fresh. Do, you know, if you really were a genuinely good person or somebody who really wanted to improve their life, you could have stopped. You could have stopped while you started getting real drag jobs and getting money on your own. But no,
greed. I wonder if she's a traveler. You know, there's the Irish gypsies.
I think
that,
you know,
that does because those are the kind of scams they run.
Tina Torch says, "Let me see what prison food is like now. How does one go to the drag auctions for her?"
Oh, you know what? Drag auction. Her stuff got impounded. I asked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her stuff got impounded, and U-Haul is going to be able to do whatever they want with it. But the stuff that she left downstairs at Spin has already been gone through.
Oh,
so
really?
U-Haul needs to have, like, a drag queen auction. for all her wigs and costumes.
I deserve that money. She stole that money from me.
I imagine she has a little table in there in that back of that U-Haul with a little tea set.
She just sits expecting there company tea. With a little rag doll, having tea parties.
So Charles A. Maher wants to know, Teriyaki, I know nothing about you, but I love you. I have one burning question. Does teriyaki actually eat teriyaki? Is that cannibalism?
Oh, I love teriyaki, yes. And I don't think it's cannibalism, unless you're eating the pork.
And Richard Streetman wants to join in. This is interesting because, you know, usually we don't get all these sort of like Chicago personalities weighing in on this topic. Oh, but this everybody in Chicago, this is the hottest news. It might outshine Michael Jackson this week. Richard Streetman wants to know, Lady Vera Parker, do you mean Miss Thomas Flanagan of the Boston Flanagans? Interstate fraud, working from a U-Haul stolen from Kentucky? Sounds like an Irish traveler gypsies.
Yep.
There you go, Mark. Vindicated. I wonder if the writers of the TV's The Riches will drew a drag storyline now.
Well, we have the copyright on the story. We already turned it in. We're going to be doing a short documentary on the life and times of Vera Parker.
You can't copyright.
It's called
Busted.
We're going to do the Lady Vera Parker story, a play in three acts.
Exactly. Starring Suzanne Summers.
It's
going to
be a musical.
Starring Suzanne Summers. We're going to write it in 3 hours.
Oh, it should be started Tori Spelling. That's what she looked like.
What do you guys think is likely to happen to the story?
Well, I think she's going to go to jail, and I think people are just going to kind of forget about her.
Well,
unless we keep
it
alive.
I think this is an epic story. I think this will go on for years to come about, like, mm-hmm. the most tragic drag queen, like, going out of, you know, out of, like, she went out with a boom. Mm-hmm. She's more popular than she ever was. Nobody ever talked about her. Nobody. She was just this booger in the background, and now she is like this booger megastar.
It's time for a comeback, girl.
When she gets out, we should have a big parole party.
We will.
She's welcome to come on the show, absolutely. And we'll, you know, love to hear her side of the story because I'm sure she has.
How do you explain that away? Really,
this is the biggest story in Chicago drag since when?
Oh, I think that since Wigstock bombed.
Well, what was that? 2000, I think it was.
It was around 2000, yeah. The Chicago Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce brought some of the New York City's finest and most famous drag queens to Chicago, and they overpromised and overbooked, and so they wound up owing a lot of money, and almost it did bankrupt the Chicago Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, that's so sad.
It was a big, long been a show.
Lady Bunny killed the Chicago Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce.
It wasn't her fault. It was drag queens not from just New York, but from all over, from L.A., from, you know.
Now, Fausto, I can't
Florida,
help it that I need two trailers, because one for me and one for my wigs.
Meanwhile, did anybody get a ticket to Michael Jackson's funeral?
I didn't.
I put in online, but I didn't get it paid.
I didn't.
Did you get an email?
It's like a lottery
response.
Huh?
Did you get an email?
Sorry,
response?
You were picked. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So how was that? What was that email look like? Because I didn't even get that.
No.
I wonder how many people applied
to go,
for it.
Because I would have flown
it was
down.
Like over 250,000 people.
Wow.
And then 87,000 got.
No, 8,700 or something.
8,700.
It was a ton of people here. Yeah. So Michael Jackson, I guess today, starting at noon, is going to be the funeral services for the man known as the King of Pop, who died. And what's happening right now is that pretty much a lot of people, a lot of physicians and doctors that worked with him are coming forward and saying that he was struggling with sleeping problems. And probably there was a drug that maybe he took that he overdosed on, which caused him to go into cardiac arrest.
Because if you look at the video from his rehearsals and stuff like that,
he doesn't look well, though.
Well, I don't think he looks that bad,
he hasn't
really
looked well in a long time.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he was moving around and doing all sorts of stuff, so I don't think it was. Yeah, I'm gonna guess.
We're speculating.
Speculating.
Just the day before the funeral, his mother has lost control of the son's estate.
Well, it's going temporarily
to a family. So that's going to be a big, huge-ass fight.
Ugh.
Now, over the weekend, I had watched this wonderful interview with Syda Garrett, the woman who wrote the song that Michael Jackson made famous, Man in the Mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And she had performed it with the Agape International Choir in Los Angeles, and they interviewed
Agape,
her.
Agape, I think is how you pronounce
Agape.
It.
Agape? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm just
it's
reading
Greek.
It.
It's Greek.
Agape. International Choir. And so I looked online because I was really moved by her talking about the experience and the song and what Michael Jackson's music meant to her. And so, but I couldn't find the entire performance. So I wrote to the choir thinking I wouldn't get a response. And they wrote back to me and they were like, oh, well, here it is, Fausto. Enjoy.
You and broke the story, girl.
So I wrote a Michael Jackson story. I can't believe it. For first, I mean, because everybody in the media is jumping down on Michael Jackson this, Michael Jackson that. And I was like, well, where's the actual performance? Mm-hmm. So they put it up. And on Sunday, I was one of the first bloggers to put the entire performance of Syd Garrett's Man in the Mirror. I have to say, I was moved to tears, and I can't stop singing Man in the Mirror after that.
Believe me, he can't.
Oh, so when, really?
But I found a cure, though. I stopped him, because every time he starts singing it, I start singing, Kumbaya, my lord, Kumbaya.
That's something then, I would do.
Yeah.
Well, and I was reflecting.
Get out the taser.
Because celebrities die all the time, yes. And big-name celebrities die all the time, so why is Michael Jackson's death hitting us so hard?
Because he's bigger than most.
Icon. Yeah, he was an icon.
Icons die too. I would say the difference between most icons and this one is that he shares a lot of things in common with Barack Obama. One of them is that he brought the African American experience and the music to a mass audience.
I would agree.
His physical appearance, because everyone's like, he didn't look black, he looked white because he had a lot of plastic surgery. I'm talking about the sound and the music and the culture.
Yeah.
He brought that to a mass audience, and he had a lot of setbacks in the last decade. He had lawsuits, allegations, scandal, controversy, and a poor selling album. So he was in the process of trying to make a comeback, and then he died. Mm-hmm. And so for a lot of ways, it's a loss of not just of this entertainer, but about the potential that his career could have had. Now, had Michael Jackson had been on the top and made that comeback and then died, I don't think we would have been as hurt as much.
I think people would still be as huge as a news thing as it is, because this is something that really doesn't happen.
But it's augmented.
Because it happens, though, when it's like, you know, when Elvis died or Marilyn Monroe dies. These are these people that really just, they take over the uber consciousness of the world.
Right.
And they dominate.
I agree with Fausto on the line where it is augmented by the fact that he was coming back up. Mm-hmm. And it really is like a sad story, because he could have. Mm-hmm. The could have beens are there.
That's the effect. But even if he was on top, we still would have had this kind of media scrutiny.
I also agree with you. Yeah. Because
but it fans the flame.
We grew up with him. Like,
and so there's a chance, I think, that Michael Jackson's extra legacy 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now, 100 years from now will actually outshine Elvis's. That's just a hunch.
You think?
Yeah. And I think the Neverland Valley Ranch, if they're able to turn that into a place where people... Not an amusement park, but a place where people can visit, like Graceland. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You could have your NAMBLA convention there.
Oh, gross. Oh, you sicko.
You had to go there.
Well, it was getting kind of down to the dumps. You
know. But it's interesting.
I had to bring it back up.
There's a lot of iron, sort of funny and awkward and touching irony of the song Man in the Mirror, sort of bringing home the fact that this man didn't like the man in the mirror, and then he wanted to make so much changes that he doesn't even resemble the way he did. Mm-hmm. You know, that you think about the song Man in the Mirror.
Well, he's asking him to change his way, so he's like, okay, we're going to fix the nose, we're going to fix the eye, we're going to get those lips plumped, we're going to get the chin...
The skin bleached. Yeah.
But there is, you know, I mean, there is a joke.
There's irony there,
you know, and then to see Syd Garrett, mm-hmm. this beautiful African-American woman singing it up against a mixed race international choir of
A
global village singing it along with her. I thought that was really touching in it. And there's a danger that when songs that carry a deep socially relevant message become popular and mass culture, that the message behind the song gets lost.
It becomes trite, is what
it becomes.
Mean.
Yeah, it becomes trivial, and it's like saying, "Contribute to your society, help the homeless, help the downtrodden, pitch in, change who you are. Mm-hmm. You might be part of the problem and not the solution.
Right.
So really, take a moment to examine yourself." And songs like that, when they become popular, sometimes the danger is that we tend to overlook it.
Are you done?
Yes.
You've lost me. You've lost your guest. I'm the evil bitch drag queen.
Look at you here. Hold up the mirror.
There's nothing funny about what we're talking about.
Hold on a second.
About.
You wanted to go at Michael Jackson's funeral, and yet when I'm actually explaining
in drag,
while Michael Jackson, do you think that funeral is going to become like a circus? I mean, that Michael Jackson loved a circus.
It's going to be like the number one most watched thing on the internet in the world, like ever.
Oh, you think it will be?
That's what they're saying.
They're estimating it could bring down the internet.
750 million people.
That's one of the CNN reported when Michael Jackson died, that he almost took the internet with him, because everybody was just like twittering, and people at Twitter and people at Google thought, oh my God, this is some kind of like bug.
It was, like, well, yeah. So people who remember where I was, like, people remember like where they were when JFK got shot.
I was sitting right there.
I remember how I found out. I got texts. The first text out of 900 texts I got right after that, Michael Jackson died. I'm like, okay, girls, we know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the first.
But I was hanging my curtains back up after I watched them.
Really?
Okay, so people who did get tickets to the Michael Jackson Memorial are able to bring a friend, and on eBay, the tickets are going up for sale as high as $1,000.
I thought they weren't allowed to resell them. I thought that there was a thing that you had to go and sign in, and you have to wear a wristband. So those people are buying tickets that they can't go to.
So they might be fakes. Yeah, but I think if you're able to bring a friend...
Vera Parker's selling them. From jail.
Lady Vera Parker tickets.
Oh my God. Debbie Rowe, Michael Jackson's ex-wife and the surrogate mother of two of his children, it will be attending the Jackson Memorial.
Oh, why not?
And the Chinese, two Chinese writers have slaved for 40 hours straight to produce an instant biography of the late singer Michael Jackson, despite never having met him.
Hmm.
So you can buy, I don't know how good that'll be. Like, wow. Michael Jackson was born. Michael Jackson was made a song. Michael Jackson made a song named ABC. Michael Jackson went to meet Diana Ross. Michael Jackson had a song named Thriller. Michael Jackson, like, that's like
it, right?
100 words.
Instant.
Wow.
I was like, I guess you could also just go to Twitter and do a hashtag Michael Jackson and you could get his biography that way.
Probably. Yeah, I'm sure they have. You could.
They
just,
have something.
Hashtag. Meanwhile, all things Michael Jackson. The Reverend Al Sharpton is wanting the U.S. government to put out a commemorative Michael Jackson stamp.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Wait a little bit.
And then Madonna paid tribute to Michael Jackson in concert, and with a tribute to the stars. She did not actually sing any of his songs.
No, she had played them, and she had like a performer, like an impersonator.
Dance. Yeah.
It would have been nice if Madonna would have sang Man in the Mirror.
I think she would have gotten criticized or something.
Probably.
Everybody else is singing Man in the Mirror We Are the World. Mm-hmm. We are the world. We are the children. So
what's the future now? Sarah Palin has resigned.
Sarah Palin, the crazy... 44% of Americans wanted her... to be our vice president.
44%. But we're trying to break that down, though, because like 30% of the people that that vote want are anti-abortion. So of that 44%, it's going to be, what is that, like 70% of the people?
45.7% of America's voters thought she would make a hell of a VP.
So 75% of those people that actually thought she would be were just doing it because of the anti-abortion stance. So what was it, the other 25%? Why were they wanting to vote for
her? That shit crazy.
They're all from Kentucky.
Kentucky, they wanted to fuck her. Caribou Barbie.
She was kind of hot, though. There was a lot of sex appeal in the Sarah Palin camp with her and that Levi Johnson. And mm-hmm. so he's coming forward and he's going to pull out a tell-all book. Unfortunately, he's first has to learn how to read and write.
somebody will write it for him. What's he going to write?
So I am Levi Johnson. This is my story. I liked.
He should have those two Chinese writers.
I was in love with Sarah Palin. Yeah.
I wonder if he screwed Sarah. No, let's put it out there.
He probably fucked her.
Oh, don't say
that. We don't know. So a lot of people on the internet are weighing in, saying that there's a scandal with Sarah Palin's resignation that'll come up in the next couple of weeks.
She beat them to the punch.
Yeah. It's interesting because we have all these news items fighting for our attention, and yet we're struggling with economy.
And our lead story was a drag queen living in a U-Haul truck.
Well, you know, it's a sign of the times.
It's a sign of the times.
I mean, are we just becoming the superficial nation that's just doomed to be distracted while our nation's economy and our finances and our healthcare crumbles around us?
Why pay attention to it when you can't do it?
So what's the future of Sarah Palin for you guys? What do you think is going to happen to her?
Fall into obscurity with Vera Parker.
I'm guessing televangelist. I think she's going to become a televangelist. Yeah.
Ooh, that pundit. Would be good.
Yeah, because you can make a lot of money from Jesus.
Then I'd really love to hate her.
Okay, so she won't be a televangelist. She's going to be a Twitter evangelist.
Twitter evangelist?
Because she did not go on any, after she made that announcement, she didn't go do any press whatsoever. Mm. Or even do any blogs or anything. She went on Facebook and Twitter, and that's all she did. Mm-hmm. So I think that she's going to try to keep a low key, but she's going to use new media to continue her bullshit.
Mm.
That's my hunch.
And people will keep on buying it.
So it's actually important for if you're a person who follows new media and how media is changing, it might be worth it to follow Sarah Palin because her career is going to be taking over in the YouTube podcasting world.
I think we should come up with a new term for people like that. Obligate.
Obligate.
A bloggist and a bigot. Bligot.
A bligot.
A bligot. A blogger. I kind of like that.
You are just so inventive. How is your inventions coming along and the patents and all that stuff?
Oh, they're there. I just got to see. It's like sign of the times. You need somebody with money to help me. Anybody out there?
Because you're trying to.
So you what have
kind of,
several
what kind
inventions?
Of Irish traveler scam are you?
Right.
It's patents. I'm one of my patents. I got a patent for sale. Fuck leases. It's all about patents.
It's
now.
About the patents.
Ponzi scheme.
Meanwhile, Dane Cook's brother has been accused of stealing $11 mm-hmm. million. Dollars, and I guess it's going to court.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah. You thought Lady Vera Parker was there. See, this is the difference. Dane Cook's brother steals $11 million.
From what? Does it say?
From his brother. And people are kind of like, eh, whatever, you know. And then, but Lady Vera Parker steals allegedly $1 million. And everyone's like,
I don't know where you got that allegedly.
Okay, 50,000.
It doesn't matter how much it was probably a lot of money to those people.
And
so it's what it matters.
So are we going to go for her court date, which is, I guess, today? Should we all go and drag?
No, it's tomorrow, actually. It's tomorrow. At 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Let's all meet.
It's on Wednesday, you're saying?
Yes.
Or on Tuesday.
Oh, the 7th.
It's, yeah.
If it's Tuesday, it's today.
Today is Tuesday.
Because we tape these shows in advance.
It would be Wednesday.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
So it's Wednesday.
So Wednesday, the 8th. That's also her birthday, isn't it?
It is her birthday.
I think.
Oh my God, we have to go with a big birthday cake with a file in it.
Happy birthday.
She'll probably eat the file.
I want to see what the charges are.
She'll be like a giraffe with a file stuck in her neck, like halfway.
I didn't know there was a file in it. I swallowed it whole.
So little people are calling for an FCC ban on the word midgets.
Don't do that. It's the only fun thing we have left for little people.
So I guess. The only fun thing we have left. I guess they were demeaned because, like, on Celebrity Apprentice, they said that they use the word midget and they think of it as a slur and they don't want it used. So
I know a couple midgets. They didn't care.
You know, listen, little people everywhere, my advice for you is learn from the gays, embrace the words that you
derogatory
think
words.
Yeah, embrace it. Be like the rappers, embrace the N word.
Yep.
You know,
I say use it the M word. Uses it so much so it loses its potency.
I don't mind. I don't usually. I don't call.
So can we do it? Can we just say instead of saying midget, say the M word?
The M word.
That's what I'm going to do from now on.
The M word.
He uses the M word. It's little people. They want to be called little people. Call them little M word.
Amy Armstrong.
God damn it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure this person who wrote this little thing speaks for every little person in the entire world.
But most little people that I know, they don't.
They don't like that. Yeah,
because you know what a midget is, right?
No, you have to say
it comes from a little bug.
It's most like of the midge. M words I know.
Most don't say so, that.
Well, Bridget the Midget has no problem with it.
Well, see, but if you
Bridget. Think about this though. If you say little people, you start saying M word, it sort of draws attention to the fact that it is an insulting word. And maybe we shouldn't use it.
Yeah.
The M word.
The M word.
Ponder audience.
M word.
Ponder.
Next. What else is going on? Today's show is brought to you by generous support.
Go ahead.
By fabulous listeners like you. We couldn't do it without you, the listener. Go to feastoffun.com and click on the green cash button. And this is not a scam. You just give us money and we put out the show.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's not.
We're not going to promise you anything unless you buy a timeshare.
A timeshare in Aruba.
You're going to get a fabulous Michael Jackson stamp before it's released by the U.S. Post Office.
But let's remind people, though, this is the kind of thing like you don't ever want to send like wire transfers, checks,
no,
any of that
not
kind
without
of
confirmation.
Stuff. Not without some kind of confirmation, especially over things like Craigslist or over the internet. You know,
it makes you sort of nervous because even like buying or selling something that's actually a legitimate object on eBay.
Well, you could do it like through eBay and stuff like that, but I think that usually it's like, you know, make sure it's a qualified seller.
Yeah.
There's things you can do to make sure that your
money is safe.
Safeguard yourself. And if you're going to sell something, especially if you live in the same kind of city, meet the person in a public space and get cash.
Unfortunately, those people are very apt at being able to manipulate people over the phone.
Absolutely.
Today's show is brought to you by generous support of listeners like you and by
Steamworks Gym Sauna and Baths. Release the pressure.
Saca la presión. Steamworks.
Steamworks is a comfortable and stylish place to meet other men, relax, work out, and play. Open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to men 18 and over in Berkeley, Chicago, Toronto, Seattle, Washington, and now Vancouver, British Columbia. When you're ready to play, Steamworks is ready for you.
Visit steamworksonline.com and register to get a discount on your next visit. Enter Feast of Fun on the promo code field to get your special discount. Remember, folks, play hard, play smart.
And when you go to Steamworks, like they'll take your wallet and like they'll put it in a lockbox for you and everything. So that
they're good like that. You know, they've obviously run across things like that before, so they're taking precautions.
And there's no check cashing scams at Steamworks either.
But they also have a fabulous vending machine full of delicious snacks. Mm-hmm. Steamworks, it's where you get your taste on. That's my new slogan for that. Get your taste on at Steamworks. Mm. I want to salute Lady Vera Parker wherever you are. Hold in there, girl.
Salute her.
Yeah.
Fuck her.
You're honoring her by saluting somebody. You don't honor her.
A shout out to her.
Yeah, poor Vera. Sorry, girl. Make sure your eyebrows grow back.
She's going to be, you know, she's kind of like the criminal that's going to be the it girl for our generation.
She thinks.
You know what I'm saying?
She will be the stuff that legends are made of.
She is the stuff that legends.
Because it's going to be a long time.
Because in the 70s, what was the Patty Hearst was kind of, you know, she's kind of like the Patty Hearst of our generation. This might actually be the best thing that happened to her career.
I think it already is.
Well, but the thing is, though, too, is like how long she might go to jail for.
She's
going to
be in jail for. I don't think they're
10 years.
What I heard allegedly. Mm-hmm. That I talked to another another reporter who's also mm-hmm. doing a story on this thing, mm-hmm. and he talked to the Cook County Circuit Court today, and they posted his bond at $100,000, and that means you have to post at least 10%, mm-hmm. which is $10,000. And if in fact his family is rich, that might not be a problem. But until the trial, he is going to be probably locked up.
And so if he does get out, and he may escape, and of course he'll become just a drag queen in another city. So I'm guessing, you know, Pacific Northwest, look out.
He might work his way into your hearts, girls.
Lady Velma Perkers.
Teriyaki, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing the story. And I hope that you stay out of trouble.
Yeah, always. Don't get arrested again.
I'm going to have to top this story. I don't know what I'm going to have to do.
Don't rob a bank just for publicity, kids.
Don't rob a bank. No.
We're going to leave you with a little bit of Ice Cream Girl from Chrissy Michaels' single. Get it through our website, feastoffun.com. It's on the bottom of the links. And we appreciate all the fabulous comments you guys leave on the site. Share your thoughts on this story.
And if you can think of another drag story in Chicago that tops this,
I would love to hear it.
Go back, old timers from the 50s and 60s. Let us know.
Historians,
we want to know the
tragic drag
drama.
Stories.
Yeah. I'm Fausto Furnos.
I'm Mark Gillian.
Bye, everyone.
Your fruit banana boat. You've never seen a girl like me behind the wheel of a soft beach. Not only do I stack that cash, I do it while I shake that. Ask me for anything that you please, I'll serve it up. See, I'm no tease. I aim to put a smile on your face, and you'll be hooked with just one taste. Hey, baby, hit my corner. On a cone or in a cup. Don't you want it? Don't you need it? Mmm, yummy.